Well, after a long hiatus, it is time once again for a Mike and Jill cast. And this is our uncut, unscripted, uninterrupted,
unethical,
and unethical. And the thing is, it can only be found online here where you are right now. And that also means that, and particularly with the subject matter today, there may be a reason that you don't want to listen to this in front of the kids.
You probably shouldn't ever listen to any of us.
You know, you got a good
kids.
Point there, actually, Shel. But no, we were talking about what we were going to do for this next Mike and Jill cast. And so figured something that we both have so much experience with, not good experience, but dating and the dating apps.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
They're such a nightmare.
They really are. And it's different. We get to share our stories because it's different for men and women.
Yep.
And, you know, I've been, you know, without a wife for a couple of years. as a matter of fact, let's see, this week, my time hop keeps telling me about all the things
fun, right?
That I was preparing for my wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good
time. You know, it was coming up this week, years ago in Vegas. And so one of the things we were talking about, the difference that I found in talking to you and other women is like on these websites that it's totally different for women and men.
Well, yeah.
I mean, from the women's standpoint, I'm amazed the things that guys say to you. And think that...
See, I don't get that, but I'm older.
Yeah.
I think younger stuff. I don't
really
get like weird... Yeah.
Huh?
Like the sexual innuendo?
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, no, the stuff. Get people that don't know me at all, and like, "Good morning, gorgeous." I'm like, "Shut the f up,
yeah,
dude."
Yeah,
like I don't even know you.
Right.
But they, I also on the ones I've been on, there's these guys that like totally look like all American guys in their military outfit,
right?
And then they just like have a conversation, and they have zero ability to like type in English, and you're like,
So
where do you live?
Yeah,
and they'll be like, South Dakota. I'm like, where in South Dakota? And
yeah.
They'll say like,
South Dakota
Deadwood.
City, South Dakota.
One said Deadwood, and I go, oh, where do you work in Deadwood? That's one of my favorite places. And then it's like, well, right now I'm overseas helping on a peace key treaty mission in Nigeria. I'm like, bye, liar.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Whatever.
I had one friend, she was telling me about an experience that her friend had with one that was like the picture of this guy and how he was a doctor and he was all of these things that just
too
there was
to be true.
No way that it, yeah.
It's like from Grey's Anatomy.
Right, and the thing is the, you know, the poor girl's like, nah, I don't think that this guy is, you know, I don't think that I'm attracting this guy.
Right, yeah. I am not, that's not happening.
Yeah. But I talk to where they will say these things. And what I've noticed on so many of them are the things that the women have there on their opening statement about, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, because the guy, don't send me this pic.
Yeah. I don't want your dick pic.
Right. And that's where it's like, if there's
please
anything, this one girl said, I thought that was hilarious. Because she was like, you know, if you mention this or if you talk about butt sex on the first email to me, you're not going to get a reply.
So
and she says, yes, there's a reason why I had to put it down here. And I'm like, oh my God.
There's a hysterical Instagram page. I think it's called like Tinder Fails or something.
Oh.
And so they have screenshots of like, opening things that guys
say.
And like, then the person won't answer and they'll be like, are you there? Are you there? Like all these things. And then there's always like the funniest caption, like, good try, Tim, maybe next time or whatever.
Yeah.
Like E for effort.
Right. And the guys start off, I like the whenever the guys start off and they're like, oh, you're so beautiful and all this stuff. And when she doesn't respond the way they do, and it's like, you know what? You're fat. I don't like you anyway.
You're
and I just said that. What happened here?
It could be anything like where I just went tubing. We didn't have service. So it could be something like that. And they're like pissed that you don't get back to them. Like, really?
I had
9,000 miles away.
I had you know, these ones like that. And then I've you know, said something that I felt was just being nice and just saying something, particularly to ones that are dealing with all of these guys that are doing all this stuff. And I'll just say something nice, say, hey, that was interesting, you know, this thing, whatever. Right. Crickets. I mean, it gets them like, I probably, if I were like the guy and said something obnoxious, you'd probably at least respond and go, you know, eat a whatever. Oh, that's right.
Whatever you prefer.
That's right. We're not used to being able to be off the air and say, you know, yeah, eat a dick or, you know, something like that. And I, you know, just, but yeah, I think I told you this off the air once. It's like, but yeah, I'm not the guy that turns around and goes, oh, yeah, guess what? Oh, you're too good for me. Yeah. Or you're like, oh, you know, I'm Mr. Nice Guy and nobody ever, it's like, I'll get over it, dude.
Nobody likes the nice guys.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Because you're ugly.
Right.
That's nobody likes you.
I know, and you're trying too hard. Yeah. I mean, that's what you and I had this conversation. We were talking
crap.
About that because that's the thing. And the guys will turn around and they'll be like, you know, I'm not. I do this. I do that. I do all this stuff. And then all the girls, they just, you know, then they want the bad boy. It's like, yeah, because at least the bad boy's being honest.
Yeah.
And he's, you know,
he lifts weights.
He's a douchebag. Yeah. There's that too. Yeah. He's a douche. And yet, at least you know that the other guy's being. Nice. Yeah, right. The other guy's being nice, pretending that, you know, just so that he can say, hey, I'm being nice.
Well, when you don't have a spine or a backbone, that's a little excessive.
Right. Just be nice. That's what I keep saying. It's like, you know.
But you don't have to tell everybody how nice you are.
I'm a nice guy. I just told you.
You probably, beat people up when nobody knows.
Yeah. you know, I mean, I still... All right, 60% of the time we'll open a door for the car door, you know, go around.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
But it's not like other than me saying it right now, I don't make a big deal about it or say anything. It's just like whatever. And then I drink then I forget
That guy that'll tell you I opened a car door all the time for a girl.
Oh, look, I opened the car door for you. I did this for
and
you.
Then she
I did
broke
that
up
for
with me.
Yeah, right.
Because that's all it's based on if you open the car door.
Yeah, right, because you were always reminding her what you were doing for. You know, and you
suck
know,
at life.
Right? Yeah. Why don't you just, you know, become more handsome or something? So there's that. Do that. So, there's a thing that happened the other night. First, let me tell you about it. So another story that somebody had told me about is where she said the guy told her that he goes to the gym and couldn't be seen with her.
What do you mean?
He basically was saying that she was not in shape, that she was overweight, that...
Oh, you know, he's saying, like, I can't, you don't?
Right. I can't be seen out with you because I take care of myself and I...
So then why did you start talking to her in the first place?
Right, yeah.
Just don't talk to him.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
And she said that she got that message that she was having margaritas. She ordered another margarita.
Yeah. Double up the
I double
tequila,
up the margarita and bring me over a
have
shrimp
fun
basket
at the gym,
too.
Hot
you know,
stuff.
Yeah, you go
with your six friends that you guys talk to each other and you're all beef caked out.
I was surprised were the things that guys said that were just like blunt and rude. It's like, you know, if you're not interested, you're not interested. Just go on.
Yeah. But that's, I guess, my thought is don't even start a conversation then.
Right.
If you're not interested. Or just say, I'm not interested. I don't know.
Well,
there's some canned responses that are nice enough that you don't have to be a total douchebag.
And I found it. And I just decided to try it here a while back. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, you know, I've tried some of these things because, you know, contrary to what people may think, I don't run around you know, I'm not the social butterfly that perhaps I would be in my head. But I mean, I'm not out meeting, and we're all at the age to where it's
where are you going to meet people,
right?
And my mom would say church. That's why I haven't met anybody.
Yeah, no kidding. I was like, really? Yeah, it's like
you have to actually go there to meet people.
Yeah, so
and they're all married.
Right. Or they're looking for something, you know?
They're looking for Jesus.
Well, you're looking for a girl that's looking for Jesus that hopes that the guy is. Because, I have a friend that I knew it's like this guy that was, you know, and I mean, I'm not trying to knock that, you know, the
Jesus,
old
thing. Yeah, don't knock Jesus.
No, not knocking Jesus, not knocking going to church. But that's where she kept finding this guy. And she would say something. It's like, yeah, he said this. And then he expected this. And then he looked over and he like put his hand on my butt. And he said, what? Nobody's looking. It's like, I don't care if anybody's looking
what
or not.
What are
you doing?
Yeah.
And I was like, you met him at church, didn't you? And she's like, yeah. And it's like, see, he just thinks that you're easy. He thinks that you just, you know, that if he mentions
that church to meet him,
right? He's like, you know, hey, I'm, you know, I'm a church. I, you know, I'm a God fearing person, and
that must he also touch
was
your butt.
Right. And he also like looked at himself as the reflection in the mirror too. You're in the window, you know. It's like one of those guys. So
my arms.
Yeah, looking. Yeah. Like, ooh, look at that. Oh, that's me. So the funny thing is that I sometimes wouldn't at first put my picture out because I thought, God, and it really is unfair.
If you don't put your picture on there, people won't even
Right. They won't. And
I don't.
You know, and I got that.
Nope.
But my issue is, and this is what I found, and I've met, you know, a couple of people, and they know who I am. That's not fair.
Yeah. Well, do you have to put your last name on there?
Well, I have to put my last name, but if I put enough about me, they figure out.
Don't put all that on there.
Well,
it's very simple.
Well, I know. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. Either way, I don't get responses. Just, yeah. Does it, you know, it's like, I could say it.
Do or don't.
But I thought it was funny because it reminded me of an old Seinfeld episode because there was one where the girl, like, all of a sudden is like, you know, this isn't going to work out.
And it's like, that what? Was like every episode.
But they said, you know, I saw your act. You know, it's like, I can't date someone I don't respect. And
he's
like,
that's
what?
So awesome.
What do you mean? It's like, it's like, yeah, wait. It was like, oh, hey, here's my phone.
Never happens.
I guess, no, it doesn't happen, huh? So I said, oh, hey, it's somebody that I'm trying to meet online. No, I'm
Stop
kidding.
It.
I'm
oh,
kidding.
Lord.
Yeah. No, I was one of the kids. Why? Well, you think they would call me? No.
Do they need money?
Yeah, my kid needs money.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. So what the thing is that he said, you know, and it was like, you're a cashier or something like that.
Yeah, just
like,
but she doesn't respect him.
Yeah. And he goes, it was a bad crowd that night. You know, they didn't get it. She's like, oh, I got it. Because I just didn't,
just
you know.
Didn't like
yeah.
It.
And so.
Have you ever had somebody say that? Like, berate you because they know who you are.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying is that they're like, oh,
hey,
yeah,
Mike, I don't like you.
No, usually what they do is they tell me they listen to something else.
Yeah. I've never heard of that station.
Yeah, no, they've heard of it, all right. I've heard you, but I like listening to you know, fill in the blank.
Anybody you know, but what, you,
right? Anyone else? And so
happens.
And it reminds me that one of them that figured out who I was. It's like, well, you know. Your name's Mike, and you know, you mentioned, you know, the radio in there, because somewhere in there, you know, I said radio. I didn't say the station or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she goes, you know, I do like to listen. She said, you know, I enjoy hearing about your stories and experiences. Like, oh, wow, this is somebody really listens, because otherwise you would know. You'd just go, oh, yeah, I listen. It's fine. But the fact that you know that I share my whole life on the air.
Yes, you do.
And her response was, you know, your ex-wife sounds selfish and kind of like a bitch. And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
a little much.
Well, that makes me think that I thought that I was being okay. And, it, you know, I think that, you know, because I haven't tried to make her out to be a bitch. Or,
well, your stories make her sound like one.
Really?
Oh,
You mean like on Valentine's Day, whenever she put all stuff out in the front of the house back then? Things like that?
Oh, that stuff.
Yeah.
Let's stop talking about her anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's over.
We're under hot dating sites.
Yeah, right.
They're working out wonderfully.
Right.
Although there are people that meet on them. I met a couple this last weekend that met on Tinder, and they've been dating for a few months. Yeah.
Really?
And they're happy. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone
but
out.
Also young.
I have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. And that's all I've been asking for, is just go have a good time. No drama, no lies, all
there's
that stuff.
Not be drama.
That's, that's asking
small
too much.
Though.
Yeah, of course. You know, just
right.
And I think that that's what a lot of people do. They're going out and they're just like, you know, oh God, I don't want to be alone tonight. Mm-hmm. Whereas like me, whenever I didn't go out on Saturday night, I watched Netflix and chilled by myself.
And most adults don't care. There's
that. Yeah. And so, and then I got into it and stayed up all night because I started watching this year. I binged watch for one of the first times I've ever done that show.
It's good stuff.
It was Ozark. Oh, is the new one. Yeah. Well, it just came out. And the fact that I used to manage a radio station in the Ozarks, it got my attention. So, so that's what I'm going to do with all of my time now.
Just watch Netflix.
Yeah, just watch Netflix.
That's what I think a lot of people have resorted to.
Heard all about this Netflix and chill stuff. No. So all the kids are doing it, so I figure I'll do that.
Too. Yeah. Jump on board.
Right. So fix myself a drink and binge watch. And, you know, my dog loves me.
There you go. Spending time with the puppy. Quality time with the dog.
All right. Well, that's enough. That's enough of this.
That's how the dating sites end. Just spend quality time with our dog.
Right. Right. That's right. You know, if you have much luck with the dating sites, you know, I spend a lot of time with my dog.
No, my dog loves me a lot.
Yeah, my
dog's
like really glad that I've started doing that because apparently I spend more time at home. You know, thinking that I was going to go do something, but instead I'm watching Netflix and curling up with my dog. All right. So, let's end this on a high note. I mean, this is why we haven't done a Mike and Jill cast for a while. So it may be a long time.
Nothing in our lives ends on a high note.
So no, really,
I don't
really
know
why doesn't.
We thought this would change.
This really, I feel like this is going to end like most of our weekend nights. Is that all right? Weekday nights, whatever. Of us, you know, crying drunk in a corner somewhere. So. Of our house.
Not often.
Yeah.
But okay.
So, all right.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah. I text you drunk and in a corner somewhere. That's what I do. So, all right. There you go. The Mike and Jill cast. We'll do it again. Not on a regularly scheduled time.
Waiting with bated breath.
I doubt that. So, I think we've demonstrated why the dating sites aren't working for me.
Right.
or dating in periods. So, all right. So, well, now we know. So, till next time.
Adios.